as we get into what will be, well, in some cases already has been. I mean, like the other day, we had winter weather that we might not have experienced, but our friends in to the Thumb area, Metro Detroit area, had some of that, and we'll eventually get it. And the question becomes, so as schools are in a remote learning situation, and if they are back in school, and some will go back at some point, and you have an opportunity for a weather event to take place, why couldn't you just then have the kids shift from not being in school to still learning out of school, thereby no longer having a snow day? This has actually been something that's been talked about the past couple of years. There is a company, and what I admittedly will tell you is a great marketing scheme because they're getting attention, that has launched a nationwide effort to save the day, in this case, save the snow day. The Campbell Soup Company,
of all people,
has, in fact, the story I have here was apparently it said exclusive to USA Today, so that's where I access the story, has launched an online pledge to save the day. Campbell Soup has loved the day for many, many years, according to the president of Campbell's Meals and Beverages Division, Chris Foley. He says the idea of a snow day for us is really, really important, particularly now with concerns that everybody is online. The initiative is coming along with a new website called SaveTheSnowDay.com, and it calls on all who believe in shutting screens off and putting snow boots on to pledge their support to keep a cherished winter tradition alive.
And then go back in that and have a hot soup for lunch, right?
I think that's the overall plan.
Yeah, I think so.
In fact, with the launch of this, Campbell's has also launched a new commercial called Snow Buddy. It's an updated version. Remember the commercial they had years ago? They've updated it. We had the snowman outside.
Yeah, snow playing, and then when he got inside,
came inside.
He thawed.
They've got that commercial redone, and they just have updated it. As Campbell says, it's a very special moment as a child when you find out that your school is not happening that day. And there's some serious to it because there is a question. In fact, there was a survey done. It's by the EdWeek Research Center. And in the nationwide poll of principals and district school leaders, 39% said that districts that had converted snow days to remote learning days, or are converting. 39% are going to do that. If you got a snow day, it's going to convert to an online learning day.
And it'll count as a school day.
Yeah. And 32% more were considering that change.
Huh. Right.
So you'd be up over half if that were the case. Mm-hmm. As Leonard Fitz, who is a superintendent in the New Jersey Public School, was asked about this, he said that snow days are chances for on-site learners and virtual learners to just be kids and play in the snow, maybe bake cookies, maybe read books, maybe watch a good movie. Mr. Fitz is a little behind the time. Maybe text with friends is what I would add.
How about going outside and shoveling?
Oh, yeah, wasn't that the case?
Uh-huh.
Snow day, great, but before you play.
Yeah, no shovel, that's what
clear
I
the walk.
Mom and Dad got to get out of the driveway first.
Well, we were entrepreneurial. We'd go through the neighborhood and shuffle driveways for people and walks and make some money.
Yeah, that has to be done. Campbell's also says here, I'll tell you this, although I'm guessing this is already gone. They do have, it says, Campbell's was offering the first 3,000 people who pledged online on its website to support, you know, Save the Snow Day. You'd get a free snow day activity kit. My guess is those 3,000 are already gone by now. But
probably.
The snow day activity kit included a snowman making kit featuring a large wooden carrot, coal, and oversized buttons, a red and white hat and scarf, goldenrod mittens, and a limited edition Campbell's chicken noodle soup stackable snowman can. Oh, and a Save the Snow Day window cling. So... There you go. Yeah, it's a great marketing campaign, but it is a discussion.
I didn't even think about that until you just brought it up, because when schools shut down last year, it was already, we were in springtime.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it was March, so.
Well, I remember this has come up in the past couple of years, especially for schools I think it was in other states. We have enough snow days in our state, but there are some states that just get hammered.
Yeah.
You know, they get sometimes, and I want to say it's when we had one of those big storm systems where maybe a week or two or some schools were closed. And they were wondering, can we just do some online learning to make up for this? Or maybe, and then the question was, well, if you can do that, then why not do it all the time?
Right.
Apparently some schools are going to, at least 39%, and maybe 32% more thinking that way.